2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
For years, Jessie Lynn Morton Langhaug did not know what was wrong with her body. She couldn't keep weight on. Food made her feel horrible, and many symptoms made no sense.
I grew up in a very workhorse type of family. Like, my dad is a rancher, and you can't be sick, you can't sleep in, you can't rest. Illness is weakness.
But running made her feel better.
It was my time to just kind of get out of my body, because I would go into a meditative state. Plus, you would get increased circulations and your endorphins.
Jessie says she was treated for the wrong diagnoses, like anorexia, Crohn's disease, IBS, and other things. Her parents put her in a psych ward.
It was just kind of, you just have to get through this. And I really feel like that experience of how to gain that mental fortitude kind of gave me strength in ultra running.
Finally, she got an answer from a new doctor that she had Lyme disease. She'd been told her body was not capable of running such long distances in ultra running. We're talking 50, 100, 200 plus miles. But she would not give up.
There got to a point probably when I had my daughter, or when they found it as well, that I was like, you know what? I'm tired of people telling me what I can and I can't do. Your mind is your biggest inhibitor to what you can and can't do. So when you tell yourself you can't do something, you can't. But when you tell yourself you can, you can.
Jessie ran the Moab 240 and won with the fourth fastest time in history. She has overcome other hard things too. Her parents' divorce, a rape, multiple miscarriages. It's all in her book, Defying the Odds, and it's all in what she teaches her students at Harriman High School and what she teaches her 7-year-old daughter.
You can come to me, we can talk about things, because I've been through a lot. Now I'm a pretty happy person, and I've done a lot of self-work. I'm pretty happy, and I love myself. The love of self is huge.
She says that's what will help lead to solutions in this world. If you can spend more time with yourself and love yourself, then you can find more forgiveness, compassion, hope, and laughter for others, and the world will be a better place. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.